Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. I'm recording this intro just a few days before we kick off our annual Soul Speaks from the Stage 3-day speaker training with my clients. I love this event that I get to co-host with my friend, Paula Friedland. This is a storytelling workshop that brings to life my clients' most important messages. And at the end of this 3-day event, when they're all giving their stories at the front of the room, Paula and I sit at the back of the room as each person goes to the stage, and Paula and I are pinching each other. We are filled with so much joy and wonder because, oh my gosh, what unfolds from each woman is magical. The stories that are being told are from the soul. They are sharing a part of each woman that we didn't see at the beginning of those 3 days. So it's so, so powerful. The stories reflect each woman's unique message that she wants to share with the world and the impact that she wants to make. And we've done this event. This will be our 3rd year. And the results of the first 2 years of doing this workshop really, truly speaks for itself. We have 1 TEDx to claim so far. I know there's going to be more coming. We have hundreds of stages that our clients have landed on, tens of thousands of people impacted by their messages and their stories, hundreds of podcasts landed on, and more. The ripple effect of our first 2 years of Soul Speaks from the Stage is beyond my wildest dreams. And I can't wait to see where this group takes their stories and how they are sharing their message with the world. It's such a beautiful thing to witness and experience and just see unfold. And as their business coach, I'm in awe of the way these women are able to step into their businesses with more confidence and courage, and the success that naturally comes from being visible on stages, on podcasts, and more. It's truly one of the fastest ways to grow your business. Bottom line, Soul Speaks from the Stage opens the voices and the visibility of my clients, and it really opens up their business success. You see the success and the results of their business really align with how they're getting out and being visible. So what's the secret? Here's what I know. People fall in love with souls, not our faces. I'm going to say that again. People fall in love with our soul, not our faces. I believe that our stories are the window to our soul. Our stories make us relatable. People will look at you and go, oh my gosh, she gets what I'm going through. She understands me. Our stories make us memorable. And that means that people will walk away and they will remember your story. They will remember you for your story. Our stories create intrigue and interest. They draw people into what your message is. And it builds a know, love, and trust factor with our ideal clients. And I do say love because I want the people in my community, I want my clients to fall in love with me, not just to like me. I want them to connect with me at a deeper level. And I truly believe when we lead with our stories, when we share our stories, when we are vulnerable, these are the things that open up the door to really having magical relationships with our clients. I recently ran a storytelling for your brand course in my Extraordinary Women Connect Facebook group that evolved around these concepts that allowed you to build your signature story. And this course is still available for free in the Extraordinary Women Connect Facebook group under the guides section. So if you're wanting to build out your stories to grow your business, I invite you to jump out there and do the 5-part storytelling workshop for free. You'll work on your thought leadership message. You'll build that one message for the whole world to hear. You'll build your own signature story. You'll build out content strategy around it. And you'll identify ways that you can really activate your story on stages, on podcasts, in your client trainings, and so much more. So take advantage of this free resource. As we are headed into Soul Speaks in just a couple of days, what perfect timing to be bringing you today's guest, Toni Caruso. She is completely focused on the business of speaking. With over 30 years of event production experience, Tony has managed and successfully organized events small and large for the entertainment, corporate, and business-to-business worlds. When the pandemic hit, Tony was wisely guided to make a big shift in her business as an event production company to instead help professionals up their game on the stage and monetize their message. She has certainly seen the good, the bad, and the ugly over the years on what worked on stages, and she knew she could help speakers raise up their ability to grow their business through speaking. Tony teaches her clients to stand up, speak up, and show up now, because right now there are people waiting to hear your message. Today, she's going to share her wisdom on the business of speaking. You don't want to miss this. Let's meet Tony Caruso. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Tony. It is so great to have you here today.
Oh, it's so great to be here. And thank you so much for asking me.
Yeah, I've been excited to get you on. You and I have this big love of getting women on stages. And I think you get men on stages too. And just that voice, that visibility of being seen, being heard. And I know it's just something you and I are very passionate about. So this is going to be a great conversation around that. And I would love, as before we dig into it, I would really love to hear a little bit more of your story. Pull back the curtains to Tony's journey into this place of where you are today.
Well, a quick snapshot is I was born, my birthday's in the middle of the summer. Nobody came to your birthday parties. It was before emails and text messaging, you know, it was way back in the day. And so I had a sister whose birthday was in April, and she'd have like 50 people at her party. And so I would always get a little depressed because the seven kids that played in our backyard, we'd go in the above ground swimming pool, and on my birthday, they'd show up and we'd have ice cream and cake. So I wanted to have a big birthday party. So I started to promote and tell friends and make these parties sound bigger than they were, and thus my love for events.
So that's great.
That turned into, you know, events in high school, doing the school dances, some of which I wasn't even invited to, but man, they were beautiful. And that got me into doing events when I got into the corporate world. Mm-hmm. And finally, you know, opening my own business doing events. And that got me to the world of speaking on stages. Because after you've spent years and years and years in the back of the room watching hundreds of speakers step onto hundreds of stages, you've heard everything, the good, the bad, and the not so good. So I decided to switch things up when 2020 hit and all the live events died, and really put my focus on the speakers and help them learn the business of speaking.
I love this. And it's, I know you're being really visible and teaching so much in the world of speaking. I also find it really interesting that, you know, 2020 was that year that helped you shift that and step into this new space for yourself. How did that switch feel for you when you started to follow that?
Well, it's interesting. I at a point in my 2020 when I wasn't making any money, and totally depressed and drinking margaritas and on the couch every day, like the rest of us, I hired a mentor and I joined a mastermind program. And I couldn't afford it, but it was like I needed some help. I needed somebody who could see in me what I couldn't see at the time.
Right.
They took me through, you know, what is it that you do? And I was talking events and virtual events and my love for events, but it just wasn't happening. And then I had this little academy for speakers on the side that I was just kind of playing with and doing locally in California when I lived there. And she said, well, what do you love doing? And I said, I love my academy for speakers. She said, let's focus on that. And she helped me understand the importance of what I had to share with people and then put it into a coaching program and start working towards that as my full-time passion and love. And let me tell you, the minute I stepped into it, I fell in love with it all over again. I had really fallen out of love with events. So now I do my own events when I want to, but I focus more on the speakers and helping them, you know, maximize that impact on the stage.
I love it. I mean, it's so interesting. I find that our businesses evolve and shift over time, right? It's like we have a core spot, but then it's like, no, wait a minute, we're being called to do something in a different way. And I can tell you that I've been watching you being out, you know, leading people in the world of speaking, and you light up when you start talking about putting people on stages. So let's talk a little bit about why speaking is so important to growing our businesses. Why are you so passionate about it?
Well, I truly believe that, you know, you can spend your life looking for those ideal clients, going out to networking events, you know, having coffee dates and phone calls and do the one-on-one. But isn't it a lot easier to get up on a stage and do one-to-many? Mm-hmm. Even if it's 15, 20, 200, 2,000, you know, why not put yourself out there? Because in reality, the person on the stage is the person who's thought of as the expert or the authority. Whether or not you are, you're thought that way because you're standing up there, you've got the mic in your hand, and you're sharing your knowledge with the rest of the audience. And if you can do it right and do it well and just give of your gifts, people will resonate with that. And they will want to lean in and get to know more from you and then work with you. I don't focus a lot on, you know, yeah, you can make a lot of money on the stage. Yes, you can. You can, you know, 10 times your income, whatever that is. I don't focus on that. I focus on you sharing your message, because there are people out there just waiting to hear that from you.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I really focus on message as well with my clients, with my mastermind clients, because when we find that core message that we're meant to be taking out to the world, we start to make an impact with it. And speaking leads to making an impact, which also brings the revenue on the backside of it. But I love the whole focus that you take on messaging. And one of the things I often ask my clients, if the whole world could hear one message from you, what would it be? It's like, you know, how are we really elevating that thought leader in you as the thought leader at the front of the room, as the thought leader in the industry that you serve? What are some of the things that you do to help clients really get to their most important messages?
I think number one is to really understand, who is your ideal audience? Mm-hmm. The answer cannot be everybody. And I've spoken to so many people, and weight loss, that seems to be the one that comes to mind mostly, is you ask someone who does weight loss, who's your ideal client? And they're like, everybody. Everybody needs to get healthy. Yeah, that's right. Everybody does. But are you more focused on women over 50 going through menopause to lose weight? Women in their 40s, maybe it's gone through divorce and they're trying to reinvent themselves. Or women going through pregnancy, or young girls in college. There is an ideal client that you really have as a niche. You need to figure out who that is, because once you start talking to them, they will hear you, understand you, lean in and go, she knows what I'm talking about. And tell one that ideal client is you. Because you usually got into it because of something that you went through, you know, whatever your story is, and you know that, you know. What is your story? And 10 to 1, that's somebody else's story out there. Who are those people? And really sit down and write down, who is your ideal client? Write it down in specifics. It could be women with blonde hair that are 32 years old. You know, whatever that is, and that'll help you when you start talking to them, because you're going to be talking their language.
What are some of the ways that you help clients discern between the different types of stages?
Well, there's basically the pay to play. Mm-hmm. You pay an amount of money, you get on the stage, you can probably sell whatever you want from that stage. Mm-hmm. Pay to percentage, where you pay a little bit less, and then you give a percentage, maybe 20%, to the host of whatever you sell on the stage. Then there is the straight percentage, where you go on the stage and 50% of what you sell, you give to the host. And then there's the speak for free. Those are either your chamber events or your networking events. Those are speaking for free. And 10 to 1, you can't sell from those stages, but you can always offer a free gift and get the emails. I'm going to kind of get into that at the end. And then there's the keynote, where people are going to pay you to speak on the stage. Those are a little harder to get, and usually you cannot sell from those stages. So what you need to determine is, if you are an aspiring speaker and you don't have a track record, you need to start every time you speak, how many people were in the room, what did you offer, and how many people took you, walked into that offer. So if you either it's like, oh, I sold or I got emails, 5% of the room, 10% of the room, 20% of the room. If you don't know what your ROI, your return on investment is going in, it's very hard to determine whether or not this is going to be the right fit for you. The better speaker you are and the better reputation you have of closing big deals, let's say you have a $2,000 deal and you can close 50% of the room. I have 100 people in the room. You're closing 50% of that. 50 people are buying your $2,000 program. I'm going to 50-50. I'll walk away with $50,000 and you walk away with $50,000. So, you know, it's a negotiation and everything. Just note that everything you do when you go to speak is a negotiation. So the more information you have, it's going to better determine how that negotiation is going to go.
Yeah. You know, I've had really good luck. And I've off, you know, I often am choosing the approach to speak for free in a room so that I can have an opportunity to bring people into my business. And that's worked well for me over the years. And it's been a really good, it's been a good approach for me in my business, you know, versus being paid. And I have been paid to be on stages as well, but I actually prefer the other. I prefer to, you know, to have that opportunity to create an offer at the end because I can bring people into my business with an offer. And I've seen really great skilled people who can be on any day of a conference and sell really well, have people running to the back of the room. What do you think the superpower is to getting people to the back of the room to say yes? What are some of the important skill sets that people need to have to land that yes into their offerings?
It is all about stories. Mm-hmm. If you can tell your story and throughout your presentation, and take people on a journey. Mm-hmm. They can be sad and then it's happy. Just make sure it's up at the end. But I think the biggest mistake people make, and I mean, I am not a seasoned speaker, and I tend to have a problem with it. When they come to that offer, they stop. Their whole presentation style changes.
Oh, totally. I've seen that.
They get into that sales mode and they're like, mm-hmm. Now I'm going to give
a shorter breath,
yeah,
versus being in their body, right?
Yeah. And it's the ones that can sell the entire time who are feeding the offer through the entire 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever it is, so that when they literally are handing out the order forms, people are writing before they even know what they're buying.
They want more of that person.
Yeah. Right. And, the people that do it, I don't know if you know Bo Eason. Bo Eason.
I don't.
He's an ex-NFL player, and he's all about no plan B. You only have your plan A. And if you're going to be a champion, you work with the best. And I mean, he is just a motivational speaker. And he got up, I've seen him twice, on a stage for 90 minutes, and no one in that audience moved. They didn't pick up their phone. They didn't write anything down. They were mesmerized because it was all stories. And he moved and he played out his stories. It was like watching an actor. It was brilliant. And at the end, people are like, what is it? I'm signing up. I signed up and went to his 3-day event. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You never really felt sold to. You just felt like, oh, I want to have what he has. And yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah. And I think it's something with how they resonate, right? How a person resonates in a room and the energy that they're bringing to a room. And people are like, I want to be in that energy. They're drawn into it. And that's what's so powerful.
Well, it is that authenticity.
Yeah.
I love it. People make mistakes.
Yeah.
One of my clients, it was doing a new presentation and he was in a room with 200 women. And the room was just on fire. The women were just having a really good time. And he got up there and he's flipping through his PowerPoint and he'd start talking and he'd look up and go, oh, wrong PowerPoint, because it was a different talk and he wasn't ready for it. He made so many mistakes. We were laughing and joking. I have never seen a line of women that long line up to buy his package, just because it was just like, they just said, I don't know what it is about him. He's authentic.
Real.
I want to be in his room.
Yeah.
And that's the point.
I like that. So one of the questions that always shows up in with my clients is how much do when they are going to go charge? And so if they're speaking in a corporate event, or if they are speaking in, you know, an event that has budgets, how do they know what to charge, right? So that's a question we get, and I've had different conversations with them on how to approach that, but I would love to hear your advice on that one.
My advice is always ask them, what's your budget? Because a lot of times if it's a college or a university, budgets, but it's a certain, and they have it all laid out, like, what's your budget for speakers? And if they say, well, it's $500. Well, is there any travel expenses in there allowed? And, you know, ask the questions and then say to them, you know what, if it's somebody that you want to really start a relationship with, I always say, you know what, I usually charge more. But you know what? I love your mission. I love your vision. I want to be a part of your community. And I want to make this a relationship that we can do over and over again. So I'd be glad to take what you have in your budget. And if you can, you know, somehow upgrade me in the hotel or something like that, ask for a little different, or maybe give you a per diem for your food, whatever that is. But let them know that you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and you're taking less money, whatever that may be.
Yeah. I've also even said, you know, you can give them a number and make it a stretch number. And they might say yes, or they may say, oh my gosh, that's outside of our budget. And then you can say, what is your budget?
And so what is it? And then, you know, and I've had a lot of people who just say that have done this, and they've gone and they've killed it on the stage, and people fell in love with them. And then they found the money to hire them year after year, or they had contract that went off, you know, just amazing. And I heard one, I love the story. Linda Clemens, who is an ex-CIA profiler and FBI profiler. She's amazing on body language. She said she was in a hotel one time, and she was in the lobby, and she was just talking, and they were going to go out to dinner. And this event planner comes out of the ballroom, and she's frantic on the phone. And she's like, what do you mean you can't make it? What do you mean? You know, and going all... She could just tell frantic. So Linda went over and go, is there something I can help with? She's like, well, no, no, no. And she's like, no, please. What can I help you with? You look distraught. And she says, my keynote speaker missed their plane because of weather, and they're not going to be here, and they're supposed to be on in an hour. And I don't know what to do. And she goes, I'm a speaker. I'll speak. And she's like, well, no, I'm ready. I can go up. And she went up and she killed it. And she is now the corporate speaker for their events. Every year they do these big, big, huge fundraisers.
Oh, I love that.
No. And so you have to be ready to take the stage when the offer's there as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure as an event planner, you probably have years of stories of speakers kind of, you know, skipping out or changing plans or not doing what they promised. What are some things that speakers can do to be just great in relationship and create those kind of relationships that are long-term like that?
You know what? It's simple. It's just simple. When an event planner says, can you send me your one sheet? Can you send me your topics, your bio, your introduction, your headshot? And they don't send it. If I have to keep asking you for it, I'm probably not going to use you again. If you don't understand the importance, because I need to get it up on my event page. I need to get it to my social media people so I can start promoting you. I have been told several times, oh, I'm getting new headshots. I'll wait. They're being taken next week. Well, you know, that's a 2-3 week process, you know? And, or, you know what? I really am changing my focus and I'm changing my topic. No, we hired you for this topic.
Right.
I want you to change. You
so
know,
stay true to what you've stay discussed. True.
And okay. What I always say is be prepared. If you want to be a speaker, then you need to get your headshots done, get your bio, get your one sheet, get everything taken care of, get a website together, get it all in one place so that when the opportunity arises, you can just say, here's a link. It's got everything you need.
Excellent. Excellent. So if somebody's just getting started speaking, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to really focus in on some really good, juicy topic titles. Go look at what other people are speaking on in your industry. Research them. Find out who your competition is, not your competition as much as who is out there sharing their message that is similar to yours. What titles sound like? What are they speaking on? You know, go through YouTube and watch them, learn from them. I always say just, you know, get in their world and just kind of take what they're doing. You know, if you are, if Tony Robbins is your, you want to be Tony Robbins or Mel Robbins or Brendan Burchard, whoever they are, start researching them. How do they speak? How are they handling their, what are their topics like? And then if your message is similar to theirs, then find topic titles that are juicy and similar that you think that people are going to be interested in. And then go out there and start talking.
Yeah.
Virtual events are great. We have so many virtual events and summits and things that you can be a part of. You know, if you can't get on a live stage, there are so many podcasts and virtual events that you can do just to get your feet wet and get comfortable sharing your message.
Yeah. What advice would you give from a, you know, the shift up from a virtual stage to, you know, from, you know, if you're used to being on live stages, what advice would you give for virtual stages?
I always say do what you normally do, just do it amped up a little more. You need to have more energy and you need to understand that when you say, raise your hand if you're a speaker, or raise your hand on a virtual, say, hey, put in the chat, are you a speaker? How long have you been speaking? You know, can I get some love on that? Have them responding. And if you can do anything where you can specifically ask questions so that your audience can answer, because you need to engage with the audience. Don't be just sitting, telling your story, doing your regular thing and hoping it works.
Right.
Really have to work harder virtually than you do live.
Excellent. Excellent. So where can people learn more about you and your business?
Well, the company is the Academy for Speakers. So it's www.academy4speakers.com. And go on there, check it out. You can download from there your speaker checklist, all the things you need to know and have in place to get started as a speaker.
Excellent. Excellent. And the final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience today?
I mean, I talk about being prepared, but being prepared does not mean perfect. So you do not have to be perfect. You know, sometimes failing on a stage can be your best asset. So just do it. Step up, start speaking, and start sharing your message. Because like I said, there's somebody out there just waiting to hear from you.
Nice. So that's one.
Oh, I have
three. You got three.
Three. Oh my gosh. I would say that if you don't have a video of yourself speaking, I say just open up that Zoom and pretend you're doing a Zoom talk and engage with your fake audience and just get out there. So event planners really want to know, what are you like? Can you walk and talk? So show us who you are through your virtual little Zoom clip. Doesn't have to be long. And number three, Facebook Lives and Instagram Reels are a great way to have your own stage. So start doing those just to get out there and to get comfortable talking to people virtually. And pretty soon you'll find that people will be coming after you for you to be on their stage.
Excellent. Excellent. Tony, this has been so much fun. Thank you for joining us and sharing all your great wisdom with us today. And thanks so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
Have a good day.
You too.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at cammygelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.